Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped. Through his blood,
step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
You don't mind blowing wonder working God. Yes, sir.
In a man, Kamaduni Little Ego.
This is the first Sunday of the month. And we are here to raise a praise altar to him. Forget about yourself. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about everything else. You're in the very presence of the Lord. This is why you came to church. To praise him. To give thanks to the Lord. To worship him. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let anyone distract you. Lift your voice. And lift your voice and begin to give him thanks and praise his name and worship him in the spirit. Lebre de caution de libre que dos chatea. Lebra de sunda libre que bona sunda libre que dos. Le bai calados in de libre que desa. Le bai a catea la gade sunda libre que dos. Le bai a catea la gade corin de kayakata. Lebra de sunda libre que de chutoya. Lebra de kai le caution de libre que des. Le baya gade sutea karadesha. Le baya gade gira gato shitea. Le prete sunda libre gado shende libre gatea. Le yagade karusha de libera gadea. Le baya gade sunda libre gade shataya. Le pregade sunda libre gabala gade de shata. Le yabale crete sunda libre gade shata. Le prete kaya la bragato shaka. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Oh, it's like unto thee. Sing those songs from the heart. Two hands up, sing it again. Who is like?
Who is like unto thee?
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Who is like unto thee?
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Among other gods.
Among the gods. Who is like thee?
You are glorious.
Glorious.
always.
Doing wonders. Alleluia.
Always.
Doing wonders. Alleluia.
You are the God who does wonders without numbers. Unsearchable things beyond the understanding of man. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And we praise your holy name. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you're doing in our families. Thank you for what you're doing in your church. Thank you for what you're doing in our cities. And thank you for what you're doing all over the nations. We see your work. We see your work. And in different places, your work is being revived in the midst of the years. You're making your work known in the midst of the years. Thank you, Father. We see your work and they are marvelous. We see your works and they are marvelous in our sights. We praise you and we give you all the glory. And then the church of our Lord Jesus Christ say a very big amen. Amen. Can I ask you humbly to lift your two hands towards the heavens? Heavenly Father, together we lift our hands in adoration. We praise you. We give thanks to your holy name this morning. You are our God, our everlasting Father, and we have no other. There is none that can compare to you. Every other god are the imaginations of men, idols that are made by men. You alone are the only living God. You are the true living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all flesh, the Father of spirits, the Father of all glory, the all-wise God. Beside you there is no other. Before you there is no other. Above you there is no other. You are God all by yourself, and we worship you and we praise you. That's why we are here, to lift our hearts, to lift our hands, to lift our voice, to adore your holy name. We declare that you are our God, and today we praise you. Forever your praise will be on our lips. Forever our lives will be for your glory. We worship you, Father, today in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you and praise you for your works. We see your mercy. We see your faithfulness. Oh, how can we say we don't? You've been faithful. We declare your goodness and we declare that your mercy towards us endure forever. We thank you for your blessings on our lives. We thank you for your blessings on our families. We thank you for your blessing in your church. We thank you for your blessings all over the city. We give you praise and we give you glory for all that you're doing among the nations. You reign forever. You reign forever. And forever shall your dominion be, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we receive your words today, speak to our hearts, especially strategically. Thank you for unction to function in this moment, and thank you for such an anointing to convey your works, that nothing be spared and nothing be left wasted or behind. Thank you, because everyone who came in here will live transformed into the same image of your glory that we behold. Everyone living here will live with loads of testimony. We live with reasons to shout, reasons to rejoice, not just today, but throughout this month in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed, and let the people of God shout your loudest amen. If you love the Lord and you have no apology for it, give him a mighty praise this morning. Give him a mighty praise this morning. Come on, bless the Lord all over. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure you welcome everyone by your side, to the left and to the right. Let them know how excited you are that they are in church. Make sure no one will remain a stranger to you today. To your left and to your right, make sure you have them and you get to know who they are. Can you call them by their name so they know you're very genuine about it? Say, Mr. David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I take a few seconds to ask about the thousand of us to praise God for May Worship and Miracles? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I want you to pay keen attention. Don't let anything distract you. If you're the kind of person that looks at your phones during times like these, put it off and put it away. God has a word for us today. Acts chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. I have a fresh now word from God. Hallelujah. You're here and you've been under intense pains and you've been living on painkillers. The Lord is even telling me you are addicted to painkillers now, because without it, the Lord said I should tell you, your day of deliverance and healing has come. That grief is taken away from your life. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Those pain leave your body. That addiction to painkiller is destroyed and broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. From this day, you live free. Is somebody under the sound of my voice? One of your fingers, stiff. I've never had God talk to me about that. They are not moving. It's not moving. The Lord said you should check it. Your finger is moving now. Miracles are happening here. Thank you. Because of time, thank you, Lord. Hi. 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 Malin de Kayala de Shaka. I want you to hold that neighbor, just one neighbor, call him by his or her name, say, Mr. David. You are the gallery everywhere, just call him, say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read that scripture to that neighbor from verse 1. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. 1 to go. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do. Both to do and what? Teach. What he began to what? First revelation. Everything the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us from his word, the Lord said I should tell you, it is not for information's sake, it is for manifestation's sake. Everything you're seeing and you're receiving from God's word is going to become flesh in your life. You won't just know Jesus as the teaching Lord. You will know him as the doing Lord. You're going to be seeing the word of God walking in your life. Lift your hands. Say, from this day forward, I see the word of God walking in my life. Say, I see the word of God walking in my life. Manifesting in my life. in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who believes and receives that, shout your loudest, amen.
Amen.
So what Jesus began both to do and to teach, what he teaches, he does. What he teaches, he does. What he reveals, he walks. If he gives you a revelation, he's going to bring it to pass in your life. Verse 2. Keep holding that neighbor. Read to that neighbor, verse 2, 1 to go. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now look at our focus. Verse 3. Everybody holler verse 3 out and holler it very loud. One to go. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. To whom he also presented himself alive. To many, Jesus is a story crafted by certain wise people who wanted to create a religion to colonize certain parts of the world. Some even said Christianity is the craft of Europeans, not knowing that Jesus didn't even come in flesh as an European. And Christianity didn't start in America or Europe. They didn't know that Peter was not an European, that Paul was not an European, that the Bible was uttered by the Holy Spirit using holy men and prophets. 66 books, and God used 40 men, who lived across 1,500 years. Apart from the apostles and a few of the prophets, many of them never met themselves. And there was no internet. There was no technology to send. And they were not just living in the same place. They lived all across the world, in the then civilization and in the then world. Different places. And yet, the same Bible says the same thing. How is that possible? How could men within 1,500 years write things to conspire to enslave Africans? I mean, foolishness is really foolish. No wonder the Bible said a fool says in his heart. You have to embrace foolishness to accept certain arguments. Especially people who say all these things have never made researches, even scientific researches, to prove historic researches, to even prove that what they're arguing about is right. They just heard somebody argue, it made sense to them, and then they carried it and they continued. The problem with our nation is Christianity. The problem with your nation. Better thank God for Christianity, you would have been wearing leaves by now. That's the truth. Both to Asia and to all around the world, it was Christianity that God used to spread civilization. All around the world. Did people abuse it? Yes. Just like every good thing, God inspires a scientist to make something, a pharmacist to make some drugs that will be of help to those who are sick. What will some people do, especially those who put money into the big pharma? They take that drug and they corrupt it. And they find a way to make people live on it, be addicted to it and for it never to cure, because man in his heart is inherently wicked. Do you understand that? Wave your hands if you're getting me. Have people used Bible, used Jesus to enslave others? Yes. To manipulate others? Yes. To destroy others? Yes. To conquer lands? Yes. But that's not because Jesus is fake. That's not because the Bible is fake. But because a corrupted man or corrupted men, we are trying to use, corrupted men, we are trying to use that which is holy to destroy others. To whom he presented himself alive. To whom he presented himself alive. After his sufferings, by many infallible proofs. So Jesus presented himself alive. Tell your neighbor, the God we serve is not an idol carved by human beings. Say, the God we serve is not a myth, not a fable, not a made up story. Say, the God we serve is the living God. He's alive. And he's eternal life. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I talked with him this morning. He's talking to me even now as I speak. The words that I speak are the words I hear him speak to my heart. He presented himself alive. Alive. We're not serving a dead God. You know, Elijah, when he threw a contest between him and the prophets of Baal, and he said, today we want to know who God is really God. Today, let us settle this between Israel. Before Israel, sorry. Let us settle it before all Israelites. Whose God is God? Today. And he said, hey, get your own God, build an altar, call on him, and let me build my own altar and call on my God. Whichever God answers by fire to consume the sacrifice on an altar, let him be God. You see, the prophets of Baal kept calling and calling and calling and calling. The prophet Elijah kept mocking them. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's entertaining some visitors. Maybe he traveled. But when he called his own God, in fact, he went the extra mile to make sure that there will be water poured out on his sacrifice and on the altar until the whole place was drenched. You don't want water when you need fire. I don't know who introduced you to Jesus. And I don't know who introduced Jesus to you. But the Jesus I preach is no fluke. That's the Jesus that opened the tongue of someone that was 27 years dumb from birth. Couldn't talk on Wednesday. That's the Jesus. Dumb from birth. Dumb from birth. Never talked. And at the word, that's the Jesus. That's the Jesus that took away pie from a young man suffering from pie for over 10 years. The growth could not be found anymore. That's the Jesus. That's the Jesus who does wonders. Much more beyond all the miracles of healings and all the signs and wonders we see. Much more. That's the Jesus that changes the heart of a man. That once a murderer can become one of the greatest apostles. That once a harlot, a prostitute can become the first evangelist of the resurrection of Jesus. That's the Jesus. And there are many of us who are living today, who still are living proofs, witnesses that this God is alive. And I am one of them. If you're one of them, give him a big praise. When people bring arguments, we bring proofs. I met some time ago someone who said, I don't believe in God, and he was talking and talking and talking. I was just smiling and just listening to what the Holy Spirit said I should do. When it was time, I said, it's okay. You don't believe. I said, no problem. I said, give me your hands. I said, I want to tell you who God is. I said, Father, visit him tonight. That's all. I said, you can go. See me the next day. The next day, he said, I couldn't sleep. I saw God. I said, yes, that's God. That's God. That's God. That's God. So I want to listen, because God is speaking to us about the month of June. Lost sons, wave your hands if you're here. Verse 3, go back again to Acts 1, verse 3. I want you to listen to that. To whom he also presented himself alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining of the kingdom of God. So hear me now. The Lord said I should tell you that this month of June, God, I give you praise. I have a word from God. This month of June is declared the month of infallible proofs. The month of, you raise your hand and say, this month is my month of infallible proofs. Oh, you better declare it as if you mean it. Say, this month is my month of infallible proofs. Say, the Lord is manifesting his glory, showing himself alive. Showing himself strong and mighty in my life, in my family, and in all that concerns me, in my ministry, through many infallible proofs. This month, say, the Lord is manifesting his glory, showing himself alive, showing himself mighty, showing himself strong through many infallible proofs in all that concerns me this month in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Your faith this month won't be just something you talk about. Is something God will show. Hear me. What God is doing in your life and my life, in our midst this month, will advertise itself. There is somebody that got it. I said there is somebody that got it. No hidden proofs. Proofs that will be seen by many. Proofs that will be seen by many. In fact, people would have argued it was a lie. People would have argued it was a fluke. People would have argued it was orchestrated, manipulated by men, if not that they experienced it and they saw it. What God is doing amidst this month shall advertise itself. Prove that our faith is genuine. Prove that our faith is in the living God. We're not playing games. Prove that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is ours abundantly. Prove that the Father loves us. That the favor of the Lord is upon our lives. When you see the results and the outcome of the steps you take, when you see them, you will break down in tears of joy this month, because there will be proofs that you have help from God. You will know it within you that there is no way you would have gotten this result if not that the Lord has been for you, if not that the Lord has been with you. You will know it, and everybody can tell there is no way. They've always known you. There is no way you would have had this result if not for the Lord. Ayakataya. Somebody said, this month I have testimonies that prove that God is with me and God is for me. How many of you believe in the blessing of the Lord? How many of you? This month we will see proof that the blessing of the Lord is upon your life. So get ready for prosperity that can't be explained. Thank God for progress. Thank God for profits when we walk. Thank God for the things we earn. But get ready this month for the Kayato Shakata. Le Galanayakata. Get ready for favors you can't explain. Get ready for harvest we can't explain. And it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody shout a big amen. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Amen. Shout your loudest amen. Amen. He will show himself by many, not by one, not by two, by many infallible proofs. And he wants to set us out there as living proofs. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. So this is one thing that is key. The baptism with the Holy Spirit. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit and stay filled continuously with the Holy Spirit. Learn to get yourself in, and that's one of the things we are going to teach us in this month. How to stay full and filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Because the Holy Spirit is the power of God. When you want to know the God of wonders, you must learn intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I want you to hold that neighbor everywhere you are and read to that neighbor, one, to go. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. In Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We've been talking so much about preaching the gospel and preaching the gospel and preaching the gospel. Let me tell you what dimension the Lord is ushering many of us into. And many of us who are into it, he's amplifying the measure of it, the intensity of it. Listen carefully. This is a time where upon what you're doing in preaching the gospel, the Lord is now going to make your testimonies become the message. Where you're telling someone of who Jesus is and what Jesus does, and there are evidence undeniable in your life, and you have testimonies lined out to prove that what you say is real. So write this down. The Lord is making us witnesses and living proofs. The Lord is making us witnesses and living proofs. A witness is a living proof. A witness is a living proof. He's making us witnesses and living proof of his resurrection power, of his grace, of his love, of his blessing as we go everywhere preaching the gospel. This month will not just be about talking. It will be about demonstrating the gospel. You tell someone Jesus heals. You tell him the testimony of how you received your own healing. And then you tell him Jesus raises you and you get the person healed. You tell someone Jesus delivers. He sees you and he notices that you're a testimony of the mighty deliverance of God. And you release the word of God and the person is delivered. It's about the demonstration of the power of the Spirit. Lift your hands and shout, I'm a living proof that Jesus is alive. Say, he lives in me. Say, I'm a living proof of the resurrection power. Say, the anointing is upon my life. The power of God is at work within me. Say, I'm a living proof of the grace of God, of the mercy of God. I am the one who has found mercy in the sight of God. Say, I'm a living proof of the favor of God. I am favored, and his favor surrounds me as a shield. Say, I am a living proof of the blessing of the Lord. I am blessed in my going out, blessed in my coming in. Creation works for me because I am blessed. Creations obey me because I am blessed. I am a man under authority. And I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to one, come, and he comes. Creation answers to me. Angels minister for me. Angels minister for me. In the name of Jesus, demons obey me. This month, you will not be part of the struggle of this nation. You will be part of the testimony that God will furnish a man with abundance even when a nation is going through famine. In the name of Jesus Christ. My testimony is of the Lord. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. This month, Kaledo, you saw the beginning, you will see the end. Your life will not be cut short in the middle. Your life will not be cut short, and no one in your family will die untimely. No evil shall come near your dwelling. It's a tragedy-free month. Is an evil 3 months. Satan, keep off. In the name of Jesus. This month there shall be no miscarriage. In the mighty name of Jesus. violence, crime, Iskayutaya, Ikaradeya, sudden tragedies, destruction, accidents, be far from us. In the name of Jesus. There are many prayer points and many things that you've fasted for, that you've believed God for. And there are some of you, the Lord is speaking to me, that you have your family prayers, and there are things that your family has been praying for, that you may know that God sent me. That I'm a man attested by God in miracles, signs, and wonders. I have an announcement. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this month of June is declared the month of feasting on what you've been fasting on. Whatever you have been fasting for, this month you shall feast on it. You've been sowing seeds of tears, seeds of prayers, seeds of giving, seeds of service for this same purpose. And the word of God says that he who comes bearing precious seeds with tears will surely and doubtlessly return with heaps rejoicing. Therefore today, I command, let this month be the month of the manifestation of your harvest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm a living proof. Say, I'm a witness. Say, I'm a witness. Say, I'm a witness. Say, I'm a witness. One more thing, stand on your feet. Everywhere you are. This month, make sure that you hear what the Lord is saying. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Hear me. This month is also a month of utmost praise. The word came prophetically. And I asked the Lord, what do you mean by utmost praise? He said, most extreme praise. The greatest measure of praise that you've ever given in your lifetime. Amplify your praise temperature this month. Don't just shout amen and go to sleep. God is giving us keys. Mary said to the servants, he said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Don't just believe, respond in your faith. God says this month is praise. I will lavish my praise on him. That devil does not exist that will keep my mouth shut. That devil does not exist that will make me feel inferior, that will make me feel timid when I'm supposed to be expressing my heart in praise. That devil does not exist. Why? I will show you. God is most dangerous in praises. If you want to see the strange acts of God, if you want to see the fearful acts of God, that when you see those kind of wonders men fear, get to praise. Exodus chapter 15 verse 11. Everybody read and read out loud. Look, you can't read it with your hands down. This is worship. Oh, one to go. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing one. Fearful in praises. How many of you want to see the fearful acts of God this month? The word has come. He didn't tell you to kill rams. He didn't tell you to climb seven mountains. He didn't tell you to go to any junction and stand. He didn't tell you to go to burial ground and sleep. He didn't tell you to bring cowries. He just said, praise me. Jesus said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. Will you just praise him? Will you let your spirit praise him? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget about your neighbor. Your faith is personal. Your faith is personal. Yepo shakata. We bless your name. Now, go back to your houses and litter praise. Go back to your office and litter praise. Get back to every environment. Eject and give strife and complain and eviction notice. Not in my space. When you see someone who wants to lure you into strife, say, no, not now. I don't have your time. This is my season of utmost prayer. Your praise will continually be on my lips. When you wake and you hear a news that wants to shake your heart, praise. Praise. When the enemy throws a thought at you, do you think that thing will still happen? Praise. 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 He is the impossibility specialist. Hear me. Hear me. The Jews came in John chapter 12. And when they came, that they heard that Jesus was again in Bethany, they all began to gather. But they said, not just to see Jesus. They said, but to see Lazarus, who had been dead. Lazarus, hear me, who had been dead. Lazarus, whom Jesus raised up from the dead. That's how the Bible described him. The Lord said, I should tell you, the testimony he's giving you this month is the testimony people will use to be describing you. A testimony that will advertise itself. Testimonies that will advertise itself. Living proof, shout a big hallelujah. Living proof, shout big hallelujah. Lift your hands, I'm a living proof. Every head bow. Every head bow, every eyes closed, please. Every head bow, every eyes closed. You see, these blessings starts in Christ, not outside Christ. We don't come to God for his miracles. We come to God for him. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, his son, who gave his heart and gave his life. He gave his heart. He willingly laid down his life. He wasn't compelled by the Father, and then he gave his life. Shed his blood on Calvary tree, that everyone who believes in him will be saved. He was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father on the third day. That today, if you will open your heart and make him your Lord and Savior, confess him before men, even in this congregation, that new life will be yours. And you will know the grace of our Lord. So wherever you are, the reason God brought you here is for this purpose. You have not given your heart to Jesus. You have not made him your Lord or Savior. Or you did so in the past and you backslided. And God is bringing you here for this moment. I just want to pray for you. Today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Wherever you are, I just want you to raise your hands. I want to lead you to Christ. Do it boldly. God bless you. God bless you all over. The gallery everywhere you are, lead. God bless you. God bless you until there are counselors all around you. on the gallery, everywhere. Raise it high. You don't hide to sneak. You're never ashamed of Jesus. You're never ashamed of Jesus. Now, say this prayer and say it loud, boldly in faith. Say, Father, I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. Shed his blood that I may be redeemed and that my sins be forgiven me. So today, I receive the forgiveness of my sins, of my past sins, of my future sins. Lord God, I receive whatever transgression, any mistake, I receive the forgiveness of my sins. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that on the third day, that God raised him from the dead to a new life. And today, I receive that new life into my spirit. I confess that Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I am no longer in my sins. From this day, I live for Jesus. I live for your glory. I live in righteousness and in holiness, being enabled by your Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your mercy on my life. Place your hands on your head as I pray for you. Father, I commit this once to you today. And I decree and declare that you are able to keep them from falling. Therefore, uphold them and strengthen them in righteousness. Do not let the enemy, through any means or anyone, pluck them from your hands. Present them before your glorious presence, Lord, on that day of Christ. I pray that your hand rest upon their lives. I pray that you reveal yourself to them, that you awaken their ears to hear morning by morning, that you show and reveal yourself even in the midnight hour, that they come to know you and that Christ dwells in their heart through faith in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you use them wherever they have failed, wherever they have been a mess, wherever they've been mocked and rejected. Now set them up as a message, a glory, a fame, and a praise to your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Use them to preach the gospel, to disciple nations. Use them to make yourself and your glory known all over the earth. Use them and set them forth as witnesses and testaments of what your mercy can make out of a man, of what your grace can make out of a man. Thank you because you always hear me. It is done in Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed, and let the people of God shout their praise. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld, or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.